it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Remarkable change begins with daring to be different. Baby, I'm on a mission with Boost Mobile, putting the latest phones in the hands of more people. Introducing the signature Coach Prime Razor. Only from Boost Mobile. Rush to your nearest Boost Mobile retailer and get your signature Coach Prime Razor on us. Get after it.
When you switch in with ID verification, select plans only. Offer valid 4/19/24 through 5/23/24. While supplies last, taxes extra. New customers only. Must remain active and in good standing on the $60 a month plan for 6 months to receive all credits. Offer subject to change.
WRPS Pickens Jackson.
You ready?
Let's go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now live in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds, streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app and
on your radio
at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We've got a special guest on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, the one and only Patrick Kelly, PK, owner of Finch and Kelly Custom Clothing Store, although they do other things, in Oxford, Mississippi. I was there a couple of weeks ago. And since then, he has, he's been kind enough to make a pair of custom Nikes with the Out of Bounds logo and Whiskey 61 logo. We love him for that. We did a show there a couple weeks ago. It was awesome. Patrick Kelly on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Good morning, Sunshine. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I thought about you. So when you posted that, you know, the pair of Nikes, custom Nikes that you did for me, you know, when they get Jackson Meadows' attention, you know they're really, really cool because he owns over 70 pairs of Nikes, PK.
Yeah, that's crazy. I heard y'all talking about that. I started getting into thing a couple of years ago, and my wife was really making fun of me, but I'm not anywhere close to that.
All right, how many pairs of Nikes do you have?
Maybe 16 or 17. I mean, I'm not anywhere close to Jack.
Wow, that's a lot, though. I'm impressed. That's cool, man. When did you start? All right, so you've done the custom Nikes for Beard and the coaches and the Ole Miss basketball team. But when did you – is that when you started doing the custom Nikes? Was it last year?
Yeah, that's right. And we had a guy that was doing them for us that was outside of Nashville. And he is a student at Tennessee Tech, and he was not wanting to ramp up the production like we needed to once we started working with Coach Beard. Okay. And so he steered us in the right direction, taught us how to do some of the things. And my wife, Sunny, is pretty artistic to start with. And so she's kind of taken over the painting side of that. And it's been, but it's been really cool. It's a fun process. You know, we all kind of pitch in and do all the taping and sanding and all the prep work.
It's incredible.
But yeah, and you know, but it's been a lot of fun and trying to figure out things we can do. I mean, you know, although I will say it extends the workday, you know, it's kind of one of those things. We have a guest house and that thing looks like a sweatshop right now with paint tents and, you know, airbrushes.
All right. So Patrick Kelly, Finch and Kelly Clothing Store in Oxford, right there on the square by the library. What's that place that's very easy on the eyes, the restaurant that's right across the street from you, PK?
South Depot Taco.
Yeah, South Depot Taco. I remember that place now. All right. I have to tell you this. When you and I discussed you doing some custom Nikes for me, I knew that they would be cool, but you exceeded my expectations. They're awesome.
I was really happy with the way those turned out. And there's, and you know, in the with your logo, like some of the finer details, like where the microphone is inside the O and that sort of thing. That we haven't done a lot of that. I mean, we're still kind of new to this. We've done pretty much any Ole Miss logo you can think of, but
sure.
As far as like getting into doing more stuff, that was one reason we were really excited to get to do a pair for you so that we could kind of show everybody, yes, look, there's a lot of Ole Miss shoes, but we're also located on the square in Oxford. That's the reason for that, but we can do other stuff as well. And we're actually doing a pair for the head coach of Missouri Valley College.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I've never even heard of it. It's an NAI school up in Missouri, but he's got a daughter that's at Ole Miss, and he came in and saw the shoes, and we're kind of getting our first one for another school going out, I think, first part of next week. So,
dude, this is incredible. You have created – I mean, first of all, your store is awesome, and everything that you're doing there at Finch and Kelly in Oxford – but now that you and Sonny have gotten into this, and look, the detail in these shoes is ridiculous. I mean, she is talented. I know you're doing it too. But look, those, the Chris Beard shoes that you showed me, I was like, those are awesome. Was he thrilled with them?
Oh yeah, and he was actually the one that asked us to do some for the coaches that they could wear out recruiting. So we did that, the drip looking ones. That's what we did for the coaches. And it's, you know, look, it's just fun. It's cool. It's a little bit silly. I mean, and let's not kid ourselves. I mean, we're not solving any of the world's problems when we're doing custom clothes or custom shoes or any of that. You know, I mean, it's just kind of like what kind of cool, fun stuff that we can do that maybe nobody else is doing or not very many people anyway.
Right.
And, you know, and also like, you know, what's interesting to us. So, I'm super excited about how the shoes are turning out, and we've gotten a really, really good reception with them. You know, we're keeping a small size run of the cartooned out ones in the store.
Okay.
Now that, at least that's the attempt.
Okay.
And you know that, but it's been really, really interesting. We got graduation coming up this weekend up here, and
oh,
you know, hopefully have some butt traffic through there. So,
all right, well, let's give you a shout. All right. So if you're in Oxford this weekend for graduation or the Texas A&M series, or just to be up there, stop by Finch and Kelly Clothing Shop in Oxford. PK and his team doing a great job. And it's not just custom clothing. I mean, they got shirts and pullovers and pants and those swimsuits that he had that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. All kinds of cool stuff there at the shop. All right. Do you want to, is it too early? Cause we can do this, you know, throughout the summer. Is it too early for you to give us an Ole Miss football prediction, win loss? Do you want me to go over it with you as far as
No. I mean, I was actually doing it yesterday. I
love it. We're so hardcore in this area. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Let it rip.
11-1.
I love it. I love it. All right. So tell me, is it a loss at LSU or a loss to Georgia at home?
I think we're going to lose in the swamp. Most Ole Miss thing ever. We beat Georgia. We beat LSU. We'll lose at Florida.
Most Ole Miss thing ever. You know what? One of the funniest things you ever said to me was, this was years ago, It had to be 15 plus years ago. You and I were talking probably over wine or bourbon or something, but you went, Bo, Ole Miss fans should always wear a bracelet that says, "What would Tommy Tuberville do?" And I just thought that was one of the best, because you're one of the Ole Miss fans that's got a good sense of humor, that loves the Rebs, but is also, you know, understands a lot of the deal. And you said, "We all need to wear a bracelet. What would Tommy Tuberville do?" Do you remember that, PK?
I do, because that was back when he was Riverboat Gambler. And he had, I mean, even though he left, I mean, he broke my heart, because that was my favorite Ole Miss coach up until Kiffin.
Well, and you were a student during that time. So for all of us, we were more emotional in college, right? Because
yeah.
We were living. Yeah.
But also, like, give me a fake field goal. Like, let's have some fun out here.
Yeah.
Show me something I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I love, you know, the Georgia game when Tuberville was at Ole Miss, and he walked in at halftime. We were getting beat by, I think, 3 touchdowns, and he told them, you know, "Hey, I don't care how bad we lose. We're not punting in the second half."
Balls bigger than, yeah, stones bigger than Mississippi. And he's so much fun to interview, and cool guy to hang out with. Hey, PK, we appreciate it. We'll do it again soon. Okay, dude?
Thanks, buddy. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Patrick Kelly, Finch and Kelly in Oxford. Find them on Instagram. My shoes are actually the most recent post. My custom Nikes, by the way. That makes me cool with my son and daughter. They thought they were both lit and electric. I got both of those. Finch and Kelly in Oxford, if you're stopping or if you're going through this weekend for graduation or baseball or just to have a good time. We're ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We've got Jack Bourgeois, Key City Beer and Key City Brewery out of Vicksburg. And he's got the Mi Vida, the Mexican lager, which is absolutely delicious. Mack Hike Ford has the number one selection of Ford F-150s in Mississippi. Are you looking for a Ford F-150 that fits your lifestyle, work, and play? Mack Hike Ford is your spot. The F-150 at Mack Hike Ford is unique because it combines power, function, and unequal features. Visit Mack Hike Ford I-55 North in Jackson or online, MackHikeFordJackson.com.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker, and each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. 2 benefits, 1 capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan and Texas Longhorn fan, Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer joining us in the studio. You can watch it right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Lunch today brought to you by the amazing Greek Wings and Gyros at Aplos in the Renaissance and Aplos in Highland Village. Jack Bourgeois, Key City Beer out of Vicksburg. How you doing, dude?
Good, man. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You know, I like you, but we really love when you come in studio because you bring a bunch of beer.
Yeah, I have the easiest job in all of Jackson. I don't think it's me. It's just the product, so it's easy to sell. So
we got to pour Double Down a little beer. Derek's very, very responsible. So he doesn't drink with us in the morning, but... you know,
smart man.
Yeah. But I did have to have a little Mi Vida Mexican lager.
Oh, man. Isn't it so good? Oh. It is. It is the most crushable beer we've ever produced. We sold 30 barrels of beer in 3 weeks. So the first batch had already blown through. Luckily, we had the second one in the tank and the third one coming out. So the market isn't running out anytime soon.
Dude.
Yeah.
All right. For our listeners, Key City Mi Vida is their Mexican lager. It is delicious. You can find it at the Keg House?
Yeah. Yeah. You can find it at Keg House, Barley's, Sullivan's. A lot of the corner markets are picking it up.
Okay, cool.
We've got about 20 different locations on draft and 40 different locations right now. Essentially in Jackson and Vicksburg right now for packaged beer.
Key City Mi Vida is their Mexican lager. And Jack dropped it on us last year, and it changed my life. And now it's back out till, did you tell me September, Jack, or October?
Probably July, August.
Oh,
but
July, August.
There's
got
also,
it.
You know, it may embed itself permanently. We'll see.
I hope it does.
So a lot of people are asking for it. So if the market demands it, we might not be able to say no. Hard to turn down profit.
Okay, well, let's make sure the market demands it. We want Mi Vida from Key City, their Mexican lager. We want it year-round. So
what is it? When you say crushable beer.
Mexican lager, it's white, good. It's just fabulous.
So have you had one? Synonymous with funnelable.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's yeah, okay.
Good weather.
Good weather. Funnels is good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try one here. Sure.
Oh, goodness. Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mi Vida is on the market. You can find it at the Keg House. You can find it at Barley's. You can find it at Sullivan's. You can find it at, what was the other grocery store?
Corner Market.
Yeah, Corner Market out of Hattiesburg. Got it.
Yep.
Got it. All right. Among other spots and places and fun times. We've got, what do we have on tap? Is it Mississippi Queen?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. All right. What else are we doing? Let's take this one first. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Right, walk us. Look, we've got a bunch of beer nerds and crazy people out there that love sports and craft beer. So let's start with this one.
Yeah. Well, last time or a few times ago, we brought you our very first barrel-aged stout. So we just celebrated our sixth anniversary a few weeks ago. And so this was one of our two anniversary beers, one of many anniversary beers we brought out. And then we did four or five different can releases. But this is the Six Key barrel-aged stout. It is going to have that cherry oak finish, a little bit of vanilla on the nose.
Gosh, it does have the vanilla.
It is delicious. It is dangerously delicious. We used Angel's Hills barrels, which does Angel's Envy and a few other batches.
Oh,
so we don't
know
exactly what was in there. But, man, it is one of my favorite beers.
Well, awesomeness was in there. That's what we know.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try this. That's amazing.
And there,
yeah, that's a late morning beer. You know what I'm saying?
You may have a late or an early night if you do that.
Well, I can take a nap.
I've
become a nap guy about 1:30, 2 in the afternoon. So this is a beer that you you sip on with a delicious burger or something, muffaletta.
Yeah.
From the Keg House or whatever. And you know, you get into the second one and then you feel great and then you go to sleep for about a power nap for an hour. How's that sound?
Pairs very well with a cigar too. That's what I come to find out over this last weekend. So hard to beat with a good cigar.
I'm loving every bit of this. So I'm thinking a Drew Estate cigar or an Oliva V or an Aladino cigar. Oh my gosh, this is delicious. Tell me again what we're sipping on, my man.
Key City's sixth anniversary. It's called Six Key. So every year we have Six first key, second key, third
Got
key,
it.
Fourth key, fifth key. We're officially on Six Key.
Okay. Six Key.
Yep.
Key City beer. All right. That's y'all crushed it there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very impressed. Derek, you may need to get Jackson a sip of something. He looks really confused.
I am.
And like he's, I didn't, I'm sorry, buddy. During the break, I was trying to get some things done and I didn't get you going.
Yeah.
That was my bad. It's Bourgeois.
It's
fault.
My fault. That is my fault.
It's his fault.
As the bartender, I should be pouring samples and pouring around. So I apologize. But I did the next beer I brought specifically for you. I know you were a fan of the Death on Two Legs.
Oh yes.
So we have False Smiles, which is our West Coast IPA. And Zach, our head brewer, they hit the nail on the head with this beer. So
all right,
it is bitter, it is dry, but it is also super bright, super vibrant, and it drinks like a lager.
Okay.
Ooh.
It goes down very, very easy.
Talk to me. You're talking about food pairings here. Boar's Head charcuterie board and this beer. Yeah, Jack even, look, that he knows all about food and beverage pairing. I said Boar's Head charcuterie board. He went, yeah. All right, tell me about this beer again.
All right, False Smiles. So West Coast IPA.
False Smile.
False Smiles.
Okay.
Yeah. Song reference. Don't ask me which one. I have to tell you.
I wasn't.
West Coast IPA. So the standard IPA that's out in Mississippi when the hazy craze happened in the United States, I think that's when craft beer kind of happened in Mississippi. So the standard beer IPA is a hazy. Zach loves the West Coast style, that bitter, dry, closer to the champagne of IPAs. It's got a crisp bite to it. But it's got that clean taste. Doesn't sit so heavy in the gut. Some of those hazy IPAs are like drinking mashed potatoes in a glass. And you have one, and then you're done, and you're taking leftovers home with dinner, moving to spirits.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. And I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. And that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
makes a big difference.
So this isn't heavy.
No, none of our beer is. We use a product that pulls out all the excess yeast, gluten, all the microparticulates. So all of our beer is gluten reduced. So we eliminated that bloated, heavy craft beer feeling. Okay. I'm a complete glutton, obviously, but it doesn't show. But yeah, it's my favorite part about our beer. Just the ability to drink more.
You look like a soccer player. Yeah. Don't you think, Jackson?
Yep, that's good. That's pretty dang good.
He looks like somebody that could play on that.
Wouldn't touch it growing up. It was football until I got to be about 100 pounds less than everybody that was running faster than me, and I had to finally cave in.
Yeah, you and me both.
Led you to the right spot, man.
Boom. Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer. Key City Beer out of Vicksburg. You can find their beer at Barley's in Gluckstadt. And you can find it at the Keg House in Ridgeland by Casadoras. And they got 41 beers on tap, I think is what Greg told me. All right, real quick, I got 30 seconds or so. Let's go over the two beers again. The first one that we had.
It's the Six Key Imperial Stout, Imperial Barrel Aged Stout. And then the second one is our False Smiles, which is our West Coast IPA.
Okay.
We will be at Keg House this weekend doing an event for Brews, Bugs, and Barley, or Brews, Bugs, and Barbecue. Yes. And then we also have Furlings Fest, which is our spring version of Oktoberfest this weekend at the brewery.
Nice. Yeah. So it's good to see you.
Thank you very much for
having
me.
Come back in a few weeks. Yes, hang out with us.
Yes, sir. I'll keep loading you up with beer.
Is Texas going 10-2 in football, the Longhorns?
I don't know. We got Michigan on the schedule this year. We got
Bama,
we got
Georgia.
Yeah, I mean there's gonna be good games. I think we've got Bama's number now, I want to say.
Okay.
You know, I feel comfortable about that.
Got Bama's number. Jack Bourgeois, Key City Beer out of Vicksburg. Back in a second.
at Fleetway Market, we're more than just a gas station. Whether you're getting a home-cooked meal at the Market Cafe in Gluckstadt, or just picking up a hot coffee or a cold beverage at any one of our over 22 locations in the metro area, Fleetway Market has you covered. So when you're on the road or headed to Starkville, Oxford, or Hattiesburg, there's only one place that can fuel up your car and your stomach. So take the headache out of getting around and stop at Fleetway Market, your one-stop shop to fuel up.
Appreciate Jack Bourgeois with Key City Beer out of Vicksburg joining us on the show. Shout out to the Keg House, Highway 51 in Ridgeland, right by Casadores. Wonderful food, unbelievable selection of craft beer, including Key City, and their delicious beer, locally owned. I think Jackson called Jack a river rat during the break, but whatever. Jack Bourgeois, Key City Beer out of Vicksburg. You want to try local beer? You want to support local Mississippi entrepreneurs? Key City Beer. You can find it all over the place.
The term of endearment.
Term of endearment. I like that. We term love, of endearment.
Yeah. We love our Vicksburg folks.
Love our Vicksburg.
They're different.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Yeah. No doubt.
They're awesome, though. They can cook.
Oh.
They can cook.
Yeah, there's a lot of South Louisiana and Lebanese over there. Lebanese are some of the best cooks and chefs in the world. All you have to do is look at some of the best restaurants we've had in the state of Mississippi. Amazing. Amazing. For generations. Golly.
The Lebanese?
Yeah.
Coming in strong.
Yeah. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I didn't know we were going to talk this much SEC football today. And it's really gotten me fired up, the conversations between Jackson and Derek and now Jack Bourgeois, who's a Texas Longhorns fan. So we've got Texas Longhorns in the house, Georgia Bulldogs, Mississippi State Bulldogs, Patrick Kelly from Finch and Kelly, Ole Miss alum, Ole Miss fan. He predicted Ole Miss to go 11-1 this year. It is a possibility. I give it, you know, less than, 20 or 30%. Now, 10-2 is very much a possibility. And that will punch your ticket to the college football playoff. Don't forget, we're going from four teams. I don't think everybody's ready for this. We're going from four teams to 12 teams in the college football playoff. First four get a bye. Then we've got a bunch of home games. I actually think it should be home games all the way through until the national. I like what the NFL does because I think the NFC and AFC championship games are so special in somebody else's stadium when people are going crazy in the Superdome. Or in the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium or Kansas City Chiefs or Buffalo Bills or where New England, wherever you are. Especially when it gets cold, as we all know. You know, Baltimore, Kansas City. Detroit plays inside, by the way, as we all know. And Mike Dettillier did his NFC power rankings on the show yesterday. He has Detroit Lions. Number one, that's never happened in the history of the NFL. No one has ever said, what are your NFC power rankings, and said Detroit Lions number one. That's what Dan Campbell and that new GM have done. Former Sean Payton assistant coach. Think about it. He wasn't even a coordinator. Tight ends coach, assistant head coach, leaves the nest of Sean Payton and rebuilds the Lions, where Mike Dettillier, who is a Saints insider, and an NFL fan, picks Detroit number one as far as NFC power rankings with what they've done, what they've got coming back. Their young roster, they started to build young. Kind of find that, right? When your average age is about 24, 25. and Goff is good enough, and Campbell's got that thing going. And again, it's the corny stuff: culture, momentum, rhythm, pace, all of that. Who would have thought it? Detroit Lions have it. He had Detroit number one, Packers number two, then the 49ers. Lions, Packers, 49ers, and then maybe the Eagles. He didn't like the Cowboys, and I don't blame him. The Cowboys haven't done anything, you know, in the offseason. But Jerry and Steven are all in. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're brought to you by Core Wellness and Recovery. If you're having any kind of the beginning stages of hair loss, you want to go see Ted. It's an unbelievable state-of-the-art piece of equipment that looks like R2-D2, and they can walk you through the consultation of what you can do to stop it and add. Okay? Ted at Core Wellness and Recovery in the township across from Sombra. And it's working for females and males. So Ted Hair Restoration, powered by Core Wellness and Recovery in the township across from Sombra. Or you can get IV therapy, red light therapy, cryotherapy, and so on. Shout out to Laquan Treadwell. I'd never heard of cryotherapy until 2013 or 2014 when he talked about it in the summer and said that's what he jumps into the cryotherapy chamber to reboot and bring his body back and helps all the joints and the ligaments and all that kind of stuff. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Patrick Kelly, Finch and Kelly has Ole Miss going 11-1. I'd like to hear your prediction. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. I will say I think Ole Miss's floor is 9-3, and I can't believe I'm saying that. Kudos to Kiffin and Golding and so many others. And the schedule. They don't have that Texas schedule, Georgia schedule, Mississippi State schedule, Bama schedule. Woo! Georgia's going to play some people this year.
Finally.
I agree.
I don't know what they've been doing.
Not playing anybody. The East has been garbage.
If
Texas has been... Jack's Texas Longhorns have been in the Big 12.
Hanging out.
You know?
If.
I mean, that's like Conference USA.
Yeah, dude, like that.
What? Did I go too far?
That bad,
I'm sorry.
Man.
No, I'm not.
I mean, okay.
I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, it's close. If
Kirby... But hey, his Longhorns made the college football playoff. They went to Tuscaloosa and won. They did what they had to do.
They did.
Sark maybe turning the corner, like Kiffin. Kiffin and Sark were both train wrecks early, right? Trust fund babies in coaching under Pete Carroll's Southern Cal staff. You know, go to Southern Cal, couldn't get it. And man, give them credit. You know, rebounded, rebooted, it's what you got
to
do.
Where'd he go to reboot and rebound?
Both of them went to rehab at the University of Alabama Crimson Tide.
That's
under
correct.
Nick Saban.
Coaching rehab is one of the best spots you can take. I mean, oh, it's incredible.
It was good for both of them.
Yep.
No question about it.
So if Georgia and Kirby fall off somewhat, I know that's a tough deal to imagine. Do we wonder exactly how good those other teams were because they were in the East?
Yes.
I mean, because there's...
Yes. Because there is a sizable, wide gap between the West and the East. Now we're merging this year. And not only are we merging, but we're adding Texas and Oklahoma. So we've got a merge and an add-on. And we got better games.
Yes.
I'm not taking anything away from Georgia and Kirby.
Oh, I am.
They've won two natties. They played for another one. But I'm just saying now I'm actually excited, as I was telling Derek, that they're going to play fun, big-time, meaningful games in September and October and November. For Jackson and Bo and Derek, that's good for our business. I mean, it was boring last year. Yeah. Georgia went 12-0, and just other than the Auburn game, they didn't show up. Other than the Auburn game, they just smoked everybody. Now it's on. First month of the season, Georgia goes to Tuscaloosa. Second month of the season, they go to Austin, Texas. Jack, I love you, but they're going to win big. And then the third month of the season, they go to Ole Miss, and they're going to win that game. Now, if they stumble twice, they're okay. They can't stumble three times. I don't think they will with the best offensive line since Kirby Smart's been there.
Yeah, what does stumble? I mean, it's everything outside of a national championship is stumble, right?
No, I think you look, man, when it was four teams, making the college football playoff was super prestigious. Now with 12 teams, it is prestigious.
It's no question. Expected, too. I mean, they fully expect to be playing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're all jaded as fans. Ole Miss expects to make the college football playoff.
But
they can't go 9-3. They can't slip up. They got to go 10-2. They cannot slip up. The games where they could slip up are Oklahoma at home, although they're better and will be favored. This is going to shock y'all. At Arkansas, Ole Miss has had, even when they've been super duper awesome and good, they've had trouble with the Razorbacks. And the where that lands on the schedule is in between two huge games. Going up to Fayetteville can get weird. Are they better than Arkansas? Yes, but teams lose on Saturdays when they're better. And then at Florida, if I think Napier hangs on. Because you go down to the swamp and you go on the road in the SEC, things can get weird.
Ooh.
That's it. But, well, I mean, that's three.
Yeah.
On top of that, LSU and Georgia at home. So while it is an unbelievable schedule, it is by far, they are going to face adversity several times throughout the season. Will they win those games? Maybe. Will they lose those games? Maybe.
I just can't believe.
Floor is 9-3. For Mississippi State, the floor is 5-7.
5-7? Uh-huh. Oh, so that's a slam dunk over then on the Vegas total.
4.5.
That's incredible.
I'll take the over.
Yeah. What in the world?
If Levy's talking about Blake Shapen and the similarities between Shapen and Matt Corral, I'll take the over.
Maybe I don't
know. Look, they lost their coach 17 months ago. They've gone through hell and back and hell again. But I think Levy's going to score enough. I think they can get to 6.
Yeah, they're going bowling.
They got Arkansas at home.
Okay, so they got a CUSA team at home.
Shots fired.
I mean, Pippen's not doing it. Pippen's gone, man. Goodness. If they don't get to 6, that's a disgrace.
Well, it's not a disgrace, but it'll be disappointing.
Okay, better word.
Okay.
If they don't get to 5.
If they don't get to 5, people are going to be angry, and they should. They expect. Look, they just went. They just had an interim coach and won 5 games.
Right.
They had no offense. They had I love the kid to death. They had a super limited QB who worked with Leach in the. Look, I've had a Texas Tech quarterback who started under Mike Leach tell me, Bo, I wasn't good enough. Mike Leach made me a good college quarterback. Y'all could probably figure out who it was, but he put up about 97,000 yards. But he told me, Mike Leach makes you so much better because of who he is and his offense. Back to what we're talking about. Jackson, I agree. Arkansas at home, great opportunity for the win for Mississippi State. You can't lose to Arizona State at Arizona State. I know they're not that good, but it's only Levy's second game. You're better. You're more athletic. You now have a quarterback who can do some things. You're adding they just added another portal wide receiver. Levy's hunting dudes. He added 3 portal wide receivers. You know, Ole Miss adds guys in their sleep. Levy got after it in the portal. Give the Bulldog initiative and Levy credit. And those two guys that they already had on the roster looked good in the spring. They're going to score.
So what do you think?
Their ceiling is 7, but that would be coach of the year type stuff. But they need to hit 6.
Why does Vegas have that line at 4.5?
Because their schedule's brutal. Let me go over it. They have to go at 2 Texas, 2 Athens, 2 Tennessee, and 2 Ole Miss. I don't give them much of a shot in those games. So if you start off with three, possibly four losses, you're playing with eight.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense, breaking it down like that, yeah.
You pulled a brutal schedule.
Yeah, who decided that?
I don't know. Ole Miss must be sending custom Nikes to Birmingham because they pulled Kentucky, South Carolina, Arkansas, and Mississippi State. And Mississippi State pulled Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, A&M, and Florida. Now, Florida at home is also a winnable ballgame. And y'all may think I'm crazy. Now, should Florida win? Yes. But I think it's about a 60-40 at home for Mississippi State.
Really?
No. Florida's 60.
Okay,
maybe 55, 45. What's the line going to be? Five? 4.5 to 5.5? If Mississippi State doesn't lose to Arizona State, and Florida will have played, Miami in Gainesville, A&M in Gainesville.
Dang,
that could favor, not overall in the game, but help Mississippi State. Who's the MSU? They play Toledo the week before. That's a good thing for MSU.
Man, that
Florida will play A&M the week before Mississippi State and Florida. Mississippi State will play Toledo. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that a lot. A
little tune-up game before you...
Yeah, let Levy and Chapin get rolling. Let them score a bunch of points against Toledo. And Florida, hope that Florida dukes it out against Texas A&M before they travel to Starkville the next weekend. Now, if Levy gets that one, could get real.
Coach of the year at 7 wins.
Well, yeah. That's where the program is. I mean, your head coach passed away.
That's right.
You didn't get in NIL early. And you went through three coaches in 12 months. Mike Leach, Zach Arnett, and Greg Knox was named the last three games of the year. That's not a recipe for success. Lane Kiffin's going on year five. That's a recipe for success. Continuity. No doubt. Oh, by the way, you get Missouri late in the year. We're gonna find out what Missouri's all about playing in the East. They were kind of the darling of the East last year, and give Drinkwitz and that big booster that's worth $8 billion credit that's funded their NIL. Give him credit. But we're gonna find out what Missouri wants to do. They want to get down with the get down, because Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Arkansas have been playing in the West since 1992, all those monsters. Missouri now pulls from what was former West teams, A&M, Auburn, Bama, one of the new kids, Oklahoma. It's a different day than pulling the teams you pulled in the East. It is a different day for Drinkwitz in Missouri.
So at the end of this,
I think they're going to get rolled a couple of times. They're going to be the darling in the offseason. And in I'm going to SEC Media Days in Dallas. Nice. Talked to a client yesterday. How cool is that, Derek and Jackson and Jack? I mean, Jackson, SEC Media Days is in Dallas, Texas, because Oklahoma and Texas are coming into the league.
This was the reason they got them.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Expanding that footprint. And, yeah, hunkering down. At the end of this, how many teams from the East are in the top half of this?
Okay, Georgia.
Is Missouri by default? There's no by default.
I don't
anymore.
Think Missouri will, because of their schedule.
Right.
They're gonna run into the rude awakening that Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the league. So East teams that this year, now that we merge, will be in the top half of the league. Well, Missouri may be in the top half. Let me back that up, Jackson. They may be in the top half, but they'll be at the bottom of the top half. Right. But okay. I'm not even – they play A&M, Auburn, Bama, Oklahoma before they get to South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. And I know those last three teams aren't good, but they're capable of doing – everybody has athletes outside of Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And South Carolina just named a dual threat starting quarterback that's 6'3", 245 pounds. which as bad as they've been on offense, I think it's a smart move by Beamer.
Reason being?
Got to have a dual threat who can pull it down and run. This kid's big and physical. I know they're not. I know their offensive coordinator's not good, but at least when the play breaks down, it gives you something to do.
You got a little wiggle.
Right.
Okay, extended plays.
I was supposed to spin the wheel, but it's 9:49. We'll do it tomorrow.
You got plenty of time to spin that wheel. Well, it depends on what you're spinning for. That's a good looking spin right there.
Well, I needed people to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Because we got search Out of Bounds Sports.
Yes.
Comment, and then maybe win. Maybe we should do another hour of the show.
There you go. Fire it off.
We'll do this tomorrow. I just totally dropped the ball. You know what we need on here, one of the prizes?
What's that?
Some Key City swag.
I don't want to give that away.
What about these glasses?
I don't want to give you these glasses away.
Brought in.
I don't want you even pondering that. They're too cool to give away.
They are. They're I'm not really giving those sweet. Away.
Okay, thank you. Thank the Lord. They're great.
They remind me of some glasses I found in Mexico outside of Acapulco when I went down there for Spanish 3 and 4, this beautiful village where they had all these arts and crafts. And I bought a couple of glasses while I was down there in college for my mom. I mean, just cool looking.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
I love the lock key on the 6.
Oh.
It's so dope. Like, it's dope, man. This is really good. Reminds me, I guess it's like the 76ers font. You don't see the little lock?
I like it. It reminds me of Mo Cheeks and Dr. J.
That's what it is.
And Moses Malone, one of my favorite teams of all time in basketball.
And it's so good.
1982 or 3, they won it. God, those uniforms were so cool for that time. The best. Andrew Toney wore number 22, I think. Mo Cheeks, Moses Malone, Dr. J. Oh, I'm missing somebody. Bobby, he was the white guy on the team. He went on to... I think be in management in the NBA. Bobby. 1983. Had no muscle tone.
Bobby Jones. From North Carolina.
Was he a Dean Smith guy?
Sure was.
I cannot believe I missed that.
Bobby.
I read the book Carolina Way. I know he was in it now that you say that. Because Dean referenced so many players. He wrote it with the dean of the business school from North Carolina. It's a great book.
Oh, that's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, so they use sports and business analogies throughout the book. Bobby Jones played at North Carolina. I'll be damned.
Dr. J had been in the...
ABA forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I was unaware he went to UMass. I forgot about that.
Dr. J went to UMass?
UMass.
I didn't know that.
I forgot. Actually, looking at this list of where these guys went to college is kind of wild. UNC and Tennessee. Those are your big boys, and that's it.
Moses Malone went straight from high school to college.
Right.
I think he may have been the first player to ever do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll look that
up. And then they didn't allow you to do it till KG and Kobe. You know? Hey, thanks for listening. We had a lot of fun today. It was great. We kind of shelved the interviews. We had done heavy interviews. Had a great time. Thanks for listening to the Out of Bounds Show. Don't forget about Ted Hair Restoration at Core Wellness and Recovery in the Township across from Sombra. If you're seeing some hair loss, you got to jump on it early. They have invested heavily in this piece of equipment. No needles. Doesn't hurt. Ted Hair Restoration. I call it R2-D2. Brought to you by Core Wellness and Recovery in the Township across from Sombra. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Winning isn't everything. Excuse me. Read that wrong. Winning is everything. Hancock Whitney Bank is supporting today's action because we love to see people win. And we're supporting you with knowledge and support because we want to see you win too. Your business, your goals, your hopes, and your dreams. The right bank makes all the difference. How can we help you win? Visit HancockWhitney.com to find out. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC.